This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it's the Luke and Pete Show. How are you doing? It's Thursday the 7th of March. I'm Pete Dawson. I'm joined by Mr. Lukey Moore. Lukey Moore, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you very much indeed for asking, Peter. How's good. Things with you? What's new?
Not much, really. It's very
big
rainy
spot on
here.
Your head.
Got a big spot on my head. I spent most of my 20s like with big old... They weren't just spots. They were big lumps that would dry out, go red... And I would flirt with an astonishing amount of foundation. Concealer sticks were very much my bag, which tied in quite nicely with the fact that I also enjoyed shoplifting from Superdrug. So it's sort of tied in quite nicely, really.
It's a self-licking lollipop at the end of the day,
it really is.
Itself out.
It's a little sort of cottage industry I've got going.
Listen, I'll tell you what, Superdrug near me, I visit that a huge amount of time, so I can't be besmirching the good reputation of Superdrug by association here. Well, get my vitamin D effervescent disposable tablets in there.
Right, okay.
Recommended by the NHS to take every day between October and March.
Who told you this? I've not been told about this.
Get your over 40s health check, mate.
Yeah, but they were busy like looking at me bits.
I was going to say, you had to book a couple of weeks for yours.
Yeah. They wondered why my veins going like very right angles. It's really weird.
Who have you got tomorrow morning first thing? It's the bloke who drank all that squash to get into the ball pit at Hartlepool General.
Yeah, he's had an entire he drank a lot of Castrol GTX and he's I'll tell you what, he's got some smooth veins, but they're not particularly functional.
And then he invented asthma.
Imagine the first person who went who got asthma. I wonder when asthma started. There must have been an increase
from the office,
wasn't it? It was Big Keith from the office.
Who sadly passed away now.
He did, yeah. That was a big one. If you put under weaknesses, you put asthma.
He had eczema, to be fair. Fuck that. It was eczema.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. We started off talking about skin complaints, so it kind of fits.
Mm, okay. Well, can you remember, I was in my friend Martin Burns' car. He was the one who... He had what can only be described as a car bar, which was just a lot of cans in his car. I don't think he really took driving safely seriously, to be honest, back in in the 90s. But he would certainly he was pretty he ran that Mazda quite hard back in the day, and I remember sort of I was squeezing what can only be described as a mega spot in his it was more like a lump, like a just
Where
big
was
lump. It was on like the side of my face, just behind my ear, and it was very painful. And it went bang and exploded. And apologies to everyone who's having their breakfast, etc. But I still remember that explosion. I still remember how I felt. I still remember feeling jubilant. I still remember what a mess it made in his car. Mm-hmm. And it was just and you know it might be disgusting to many people, but for me, one of the defining moments in my life.
And have you repeated that same trick in Martin Burns' car for the one on your head at the moment? Or?
No, because as you get older, it's harder. They don't really sort of you can't do anything with them. You just got to live, let them enjoy themselves. You can't squeeze them. I think your skin becomes too. Is the epidermis becomes too thick and rubbery? too rubbery, and you can't. It won't break through. It's tragic. It really is, because you know there's something in there, and it just wants to get out, but you can't get it out.
I've never been a big picker anyway. It's not really one of my favorites.
Have you not? Really?
No.
I'm a scratcher. I'm a puller. I'm a sniffer, and I'm a lover.
In that order.
Yep. In that order.
To be fair, you probably see on the screen at the moment, my complexion's actually okay.
Yeah,
it's not too bad. My skin on my body is bad because I get sunburned.
Skin on my body is
minutes.
Bad.
I get sunburned. I will get sunburned any time of the year.
Yeah,
in any country.
Yeah,
even if the sun's not out, I will get sunburned in
Light
the middle
burn.
Of the night, opening the fridge to get a little snack.
You get a little solar burn.
It's bad. My skin should be studied. For research purposes, although I wouldn't like that, because even the idea of putting a kind of light from a doctor's tool on me would sunburn me.
Yeah. What did you ever play with those yo-yos at when you were a kid that used to light up when you'd rotate them? Would that be a cause of concern?
That would burn me.
With such fair skin.
I remember a friend of mine, Lewis, who I don't see as much anymore, great lad. Used to be a really, really good friend of mine. He once fell asleep in his dad's garden in a little hammock and on a summer's day for a few hours, and woke up and he had sunburnt eyelids.
And they should be damp. Like, I mean, they're right next to your eye for crying.
Imagine
they're right next to the vitreous humour for crying out loud.
Just having his eyes open was painful.
That's
not good. That
grotesque.
Is it?
No, it's not.
How are you
going to
put aftersun on your eyelids as well?
Well, I saw a man getting an emerging. It was like just a very aggressive skin peel. He puts this acid on his face because he's got that kind of like deep acne scars from teenage years.
Yeah.
This guy gets. It just sounds as barbaric as putting a lot of acid on your skin, and his whole skin just scabs up on his face, complete scabomablabo, and it eventually peels off, and it's just a one big crusty grossness.
It's called a chemical peel, isn't it?
It is, but I think this is a more advanced version. I think it goes deeper, and I think it just looks more aggressive.
Was he using an experienced and professional practitioner, or?
It was a video on Facebook, Luke. Who can tell?
Well, he should not be doing that.
Yeah. Well, if he had like this door of scab on his cheek, it was disgusting. It looked like flapped open like a fish's gills. And he was just sort of like going, open, close. He said, and basically went along, and his skin looked amazing afterwards, but very pink. Like, it looked great and the acne scars are gone, but it did look like a big red faced man.
It just feels really sensitive to me. It's one of those things, you know, it gives me the same feeling as someone scratching their fingernails down a blackboard. It's just, I can't. My skin is so pale anyway. I've had to buy like a little rash vest. I'm going on holiday next week and I had to buy a little rash vest.
Lovely.
So I can be out in the sun.
What, like a little kind of, what is it, like a skin tight sort of swimming costume?
Yeah, it's kind of like a t-shirt. You see, like, so imagine like what those kind of things.
You see, like surfers and dads.
Yeah, yeah. I had to go to Andy Biggs windsurfing in Gosport to get it.
Sorry, Andy what? Andy
Biggs.
Andy Biggs. Is that like Fat Willy's?
Yeah, he's like Surf a Shack. Proper like Gosport institution. He's been there for like 40 years.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what was interesting. I went there because I bought the rash vest off Quicksilver and was made promises about delivery that were not kept.
Oh yes, you had a little ding dong with Quicksilver, didn't you? Slow Silver.
Then I had that fraud on my card, so I had to back down.
Yeah.
I got the order cancelled, and I just got the money back, and then they were like, "Oh, don't worry though, we'll give you 20% off your next order." I said,
right.
Well, I can't get an order. You won't fucking send it.
Yeah.
So what's the point? 20% off what? Nothing.
Your card's marked, isn't it?
So I'm probably, but through no fault of my own on this occasion, I'm probably a problem customer there. So anyway, I said, look, you know what? I'm taking it back to the traditional way. I'm going down there to visit my mum. I'm going to pop into Andy Biggs. You go in there. Andy himself is in there.
Waxing his board.
He's doing all sorts of stuff. Trying to hawk paddleboard yoga to some people.
Right, okay, you get on a paddleboard, you do a bit of yoga.
It's basically just showing off.
You need a still day for that, don't you?
Big time. And anyway, so he gets me a rash vest, great personal service, and then he treats me. But then, as he's trying to check me out, trying to kind of ring it up on the new till system he's got that his son's put in.
Uh-oh.
But his son's not present. he starts faffing around with it, and then he starts doing a bit of satire, starts going, I'll tell you what, if I carry on like this, I'm going to end up owing 15 grand to the post office. Quite a good gag, I thought.
Right.
Political, satirical.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah, Fujitsu, yeah, I see, yeah. Scandal. He's a man of culture, he knows what's going on in the world.
And what I liked about it was, it's not a divisive topic.
Everyone supports the postmasters.
Everyone supports them, right? And that's how you know it's been a real cut through political moment, because your Andy Biggses of this world, it's cut through to them. They're talking about it.
I'm Team Fujitsu all through.
Yeah, you don't hear from them much, do you? Their PR team's been quiet.
I would say that I was in an antiques fair, and this old man who ran the antiques, it was like a proper shop. I like going in there because he's always got big plates of blackjacks that I enjoy to
eat
and
consume.
What,
he gives them away for free to customers?
Gives away free blackjacks, so I'm in there, I'm like a rat up a bloody drain.
Well, he has not fucking accounted for you being there.
No, exactly. He doesn't know how much, because I'll do a few circuits and I'll get one each round. And
I like the idea of him with his wife racking his brains at the end of every month trying to make the books balance. I just can't see what's happening. I don't know why it's not working. And you're there with just juice everywhere, all over your t-shirt.
And we were with a mate, Ben, and the bloke. He talks about how lovely the baby is, and they were lovely, and all that stuff. And then he just tops it off, just to make it as uncomfortable as possible, talking about the alkali attack in London by that man who jumped in the river.
He's gone too far.
And he's like, I don't know how you could pick up a child and throw it around. Apparently that's what he did, you know. I'm backing out the shop at that point. I don't care how many blackjacks you got. I'm just like, he's turned this into something so uncomfortable, so weird, and I know what's coming next is going to be racist. He's just got that about him. He's into military history. We all know where this one ends, to be honest. So I'm backing out, mouthful of blackjacks.
How many blackjacks would you need to accept that kind of chat?
Oh, it would be... I would need access to the entire story. I'd need, like, the full... You know those boxes you used to get with a fruit salad? And it'd be, like, it'd be a massive block about the size of a house brick full of blackjacks. Before I, you know, didn't say something.
I used to find that blackjacks and fruit salads were part of the same kind of oeuvre, really.
Yeah, they were always seen in pairs, weren't they? In your booty, do you remember booty bags? Booty bags.
Yes, it was part of the booty bag selection.
Why do we not get booty bags anymore? I'd love a booty bag, even if someone just made it up. I'd stick a sticker in there. I'll be happy.
Yeah, I wonder if they are they is there a chance they'll rebrand the Humble Blackjack?
What do you mean? What, out of cultural sensibilities? Yeah. I'm not really sure about the. I think they would have done that if there was any problems in there, to be honest. Yeah. Mm. I think it is licorice. It's the colour of it, I suppose.
It doesn't taste of licorice, does it?
It does taste of licorice. Very sweet licorice.
It is, yeah.
Because you're not a licorice man, but you can like a blackjack then. That's interesting.
I'll tell you what tipped me over the edge with that licorice is that when you go to Iceland and you just... What I like to do...
Licorice.
Is I like to, if I go to a country I've not been to before, I like to pop to the equivalent of a local convenience store. I just buy up a few like chocolate bars that I don't recognise.
Right, yeah.
I just give them a little munch, see what's happening. It's like a working class version of doing like food blogging.
Yeah, it's like Anthony Bourdain, but
it's very much like Bourdain,
but with more congealed fats, animal fats.
A lot more cultural impact than Anthony Bourdain. Could I find a chocolate bar in Reykjavik without licorice in it? No, I fucking couldn't.
No, yeah, they do cover.
They're obsessed with it up there.
But I mean, I would say that their licorice is decent because you have that beautiful ammonium chloride, that salty ammonia stuff that you don't get anywhere else. There's a shop on our high street that sells licorice toffee, and it's becoming a problem. It's becoming an issue, to be honest.
And presumably, because as we've talked about before, you are no more than 15 minutes away from candy floss.
Why do you never see sort of like? Could we not have? Sort of not menthol flavour, but like licorice flavoured sort of black candy floss. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Like
that'd be
spun,
right up your street, that.
Spun blackjacks. Why has nobody ever done that?
Because I think everyone's teeth would fall out.
That's a good point, actually. But it's only like sugar, isn't it? So
quite
if you
hard
had like
to get
a sort
an NHS
of
dentist as it is,
certainly is. Certainly is.
People are queuing down the street for an NHS dentist these days.
Can I? Could I? I think there are a couple of dentists listening. If I could I buy some of that kind of cement toothpaste and just to gum up a hole in my between my teeth. Because there's one place where every time I have anything meaty, it always just
I mean,
hides
I can
there.
Answer that if you want. I don't think you need a dentist to answer
and
that.
And I've got to jam one of those little sort of interdental brushes down to get it out. And it's just,
yeah,
it's
I know
just,
what you mean.
It's infuriating if I've got in the house, but it's
you get
manageable.
More gaps in your teeth as you get older.
Right. Did the gums recede or something?
I think it's just because the teeth get worn away, like rocks being lapped at by the sea. You know, when you hear of a sad story of an older gentleman who won't leave his house even though it's about to collapse off the cliff face into the sea.
Yes, yeah,
basically teeth of older people.
There was one, I think this week, where there was a massive landslide and basically it took away all of the soil underneath this guy's house.
I saw that, yeah.
You see it? And the guy was saying, I'm not moving. The house is undamaged. It's like, the house is undamaged. It's true. It's not going to fall to pieces, but if it falls down the hill, it will probably fall to pieces, buddy. And you're going to be in it. You're going to be in it, big shot.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad because people get attached to that stuff. My my great uncle is a resident of Australia.
Right.
Ran off with my other uncle's wife. It's a different story.
But different time.
He's been in Australia ever since. And he is one of those guys who refuses to leave when the wildfires come.
Right, okay.
Trees around his house in water. And it's like, yeah, it'll be all right. It's like, it won't be all right.
You'll be a big steamy mess, I imagine.
Those
yeah.
fires go at 60 mile an hour.
Yeah.
He's luckily been okay so far. But
just tell him that another uncle's wife is in another house.
Yeah. Oh, your brother's got another new wife. It's in the safe zone. He's like Benny Hill over there. My next door neighbour's a dentist. And she has got absolutely...
Gun next door and ask her if I can just gum up... If she's got any of that cement, I can just gum up my teeth with. No meat can get in.
I'll text her later and I'll come back to it. But she has got
cement,
absolutely...
Cement, question mark?
Yeah, okay, well. She's got. I don't even think they call it cement, do they?
I don't know.
Anyway, she's got absolutely perfect teeth.
Right, okay.
And I was thinking, do you reckon that's a prerequisite?
I don't know. I mean, you could have a cautionary tale, couldn't you?
I think there's certain kind of professions.
It's like a fat chef, isn't it?
Yeah. Hairdresser's got to have nice hair.
Mm, yeah, true.
Teeth. Dentist's got to have good teeth. Mm. But then having said that, when I had my over 40s health check, the person, the NHS professional I had that with was actually quite severely overweight.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And that's...
A sedentary job, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, none of my business, whatever. But it does become a little bit farcical when they're saying, well, BMI this and heart rate, that.
Doctor, heal thyself.
Thinking, yeah, okay. When's your one? Do you know what I mean? Seriously, when's your one?
Have you switched these? Have you switched these these results?
I don't feel too bad about it.
No, exactly.
I'll ask her about the cement. I don't know if it's called that. While you're talking, I'm gonna type in and find out what it's actually
tooth
called.
Cement. Surely we can buy this stuff on the internet now. I mean,
you can buy cement for teeth on Amazon, mate. So,
oh well, there you go. Well, I'll just get some.
Nothing bad can come of that, can it?
I'm just worried that very much like I'll have made like a kind of a disease sort of sarcophagus if I gum up both sides of the tooth. What if I've sealed in a bit of forbidden food that never comes out?
What would be unforbidden food in this situation?
Something quite inert, like an eggshell.
No one eats eggshells.
Well, I'm trying to think something that I think a little bit of lettuce wouldn't cause you any bother. But if I've got a bit of meat in there, that's going to absolutely honk, and I'm going to be Professor Stinky Mouth because I've cemented up an entrance and exit to my hall.
Have you also
like a bad badger? All right, shall we take a short break and then come back with some batteries and stuff?
Yeah, we've got batteries
some
this
emails.
Week, so
yeah, we've got some
rejoice.
Emails as well. Lovely.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Normally, being a little extra might be a benefit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're back with Luke and Pete Shaw. Oh, we didn't touch on the Glasgow's Willy Wonka experience. Luke,
oh, we'll do that after the batteries.
We'll do it after the batteries. All
right, let's get
away with the batteries. All right, yeah.
And then we'll do that because that was all right, then. Susan Purr.
Rayan is emailing in from Abuja in Nigeria. I was in
great.
Boston on vacation recently and got myself a Bigger Boy Nebo Torchlight. Some bigger brand batteries came along with it. Fingers crossed this gets me to the database. I bought the torch in response to my wife getting one that threatened my role as man of the house. Torching your wife. Fantastic, Ryan. Thank you for that. Love the show. You guys do a great job and keep me entertained on the commutes and during light workouts. I want to know what you play when the workouts become heavy. That's why I want to know.
It's absolutely imperative that if you are a married man and your wife comes home having purchased a torch,
you need a bigger torch.
You must drop everything you're doing.
Yeah.
Instantly leave the house and go and purchase a bigger torch.
Or just create a fire.
Or start a fire instantly in whatever room you're in.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nebo, it's not a new play, I'm afraid, Ryan.
Oh, that is a shame.
You are the sixth person to send that in. Alec, Christopher, Stephen, Michael, and Chris have all sent that in before you. The first instance of the Nebo battery, which was also a torch, interestingly enough, was from our friend Chris Weston in August of 2021. So nice effort, but no cigar on this occasion.
Yeah, if you can hear a dog doing zoomies. There's a dog doing zoomies at my feet, so apologies. Big Larry, I very much enjoy that the picture attached by on Ryan's email. The actual torch they bought is called a Big Larry, which is very enjoyable. Doesn't look that big, though. But thank you for that, Ryan. Cracking stuff. Impeccable fingernails. Tim has got in touch. Hello, guys. Long-time listener since the intro from the Eureka podcast. Hopefully this keyboard smash of a new battery brand is a new player. I found it in my daughter. As musical dog. Keep up the great work. It's a BJLJIUYUAN Budger Ludger Iwan, I guess. I suppose
they're not even trying now.
No, I mean, that is, even for batteries for the only sold inside China, I mean, that is an astonishing set of letters, isn't it?
Consonants.
Yeah, a lot of consonants game in that.
They are, presumably, because Tim is the only listener in our community that can actually type it out, they are new players.
Fantastic stuff. And the font is old school. It's bright red on gold. It screams classy. It screams good luck in Chinese culture. It's just got everything going for it.
Yeah, it's a new player.
Well done. Congratulations to Tim. Hello to Niels. Hello, Niels. Gentleman attaches a pair of batteries just pulled off a kitchen scale. A lot of kitchen scale love. Very similar models of kitchen scales as well. They are Frigo Super Heavy Duty Triple A's. From my Amazon history, I can see that they've lasted for a good 10 years now, so they've given me excellent service, even if they aren't new players. And it's one of those scales that you... you measure out drugs with. As an aside, so good luck, Niels, in your import-export business. As an aside, keeping on the vasectomy theme for a moment, my wife refers to our dog's neutering as having his batteries removed. They didn't remove our dog's batteries because Sammy is just running around like an absolute insane dog today, so apologies.
He's going to have those done soon, though, right?
He's already had them done. It's not calmed him down any.
Is he humping?
Bless us. He's not humping. No, the only one who humps is the girl dog, 10-year-old girl dog. She's still got the pep in her step.
We're getting sidetracked. Frigo Super Heavy Duty from Niels. It's great to hear from someone called Niels, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But Niels, unfortunately, you're not the first person to send those in. It's not a new player. Our friends Tom and Rafe sent those in, dating back to July of last year. So I think they're kind of a new player on the block. I think there might be a fairly new brand of battery, but they're not a new player entering the game. So unfortunately, Niels, that's a no from us. We've got one out of three this time around. Congratulations to Ryan. Commiserations to Tim and to Niels. But more on that next week, I'm sure.
All right, then. That was our batteries Willy for Wonka. Now. Hello at linkpgr.com. The Glasgow Willy Wonka Immersive Theatre Experience. What I like about the world as it is now, there's just always something new happening. There's just always somebody trying to make a quick buck. And I love... You usually see this sort of thing only at Christmas.
Describe to people what actually happened.
Some enterprising individuals hired out a what looks like some kind of
industrial hangar,
industrial building and outbuilding at that, and they basically created an informal, strange, not very well put together Willy Wonka experience, sort of like interactive. Candy themed experience, immersive theatre, as you will, and they don't look like they've spent a lot of money on it. I think it costs £30 to get through the door, and the level of quality has been found wanting. Is that fair to say, Luke? I mean, it's just a disparate set of shitty sort of lollipops they've bought from some kind of furnishing store. They've got like a crap poster that's too small, really underwhelming actors doing it, confusing characters that didn't exist in any of Roald Dahl's literature, like the spooky mirror man. Got a bit of everything, really.
Yeah, one of the parents posted a quote, I think, on one of the social media sites, I don't know which one, which is one of the quotes of the year. I'll leave it to them to describe what it turned out to be. They said, and I quote, "It was a disorganized mini maze of randomly placed oversized props, a lackluster candy station that dispersed one jelly bean per child, and a terrifying chrome mask character that scared many of the kids to tears."
What I like about this is that, like, they would only dispense one jelly bean per child. And yet, like, they were looking after the pennies to such a degree that they decided to just give them loads of jelly beans. Mate, you're not going to be here tomorrow. You're just going to be railroaded out of town.
Yeah.
You're going to be banned from Glasgow. It just looked like... And they were interviewing the organisers in bomber jackets, and they were just, like, proper Jack the Lad, just having a go.
In some godforsaken provincial town, like at Christmas.
But this is Glasgow. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be happening in the centre of fucking Glasgow. It's amazing.
And the guy who was playing Willy Wonka was, yes, quite a bad stand-up comedian.
How do you know he's a bad stand-up comedian?
Because it says it in the article, Peter.
He didn't say he was a bad stand-up comedian. He may have jovially said he's a bad stand-up comedian.
He's a stand-up comic who's taken this job.
Yeah, well, that's work, isn't it?
Would a good stand-up comic take this job?
No, because he wouldn't need to, because it'd be on the telly or something.
That's what I'm saying, exactly.
Well,
I'm reading between the lines.
But he was presented with a 15-page set of monologues written by AI.
it's the world's best modern tale.
It's good stuff.
They didn't get any chocolate either. The kids didn't get any chocolate.
Just give them chocolate. At least make it seem like they're getting something for their money. I mean, it looked so wonderfully bad. And you're right. It's a little bit like those things you see at Christmas, those winter wonderlands you see at Christmas in provincial towns. But this is the centre of bloody Glasgow. It's amazing.
It's a credible story. I don't know. So have the guys who organised it been ordered to give the money back? Was it a registered business?
How much money have they made, though? They could literally point to everything in that place and went, well, that cost £30. They're not making that amount of money. It's an atrocious bit of crap.
How many kids went through in total?
I don't know, to be honest.
Do you know what it makes you think? It makes you think that... Have you ever been to one of those secret cinema events?
Yeah.
How good they are compared
to... Actually, Have I been to one? No, I don't think I have. I don't think I've been.
So I went to the Stranger Things one.
Yeah,
and it was astonishingly good.
But you're, but they'll all be out of work or in work stand-up actors kind of comedy.
Oh, the actors? No, but the Stranger Things one, the actors were genuinely brilliant.
Mm.
And I suppose you're paying probably 200 quid a go, right? So they're making a lot of money.
Mm.
And so I guess they can afford to hire good people. I mean, one of the Stranger Things one, a few weeks after I went, so I didn't see it, but Matthew Modine was actually there.
Mm.
They hired him.
Yeah. I mean, that's
a different level. Totally. And they
which turned, Matthew Modine, is he the main guy?
Papa.
Who the hell is Papa? I've never seen a bloody lick of this show.
Have you never seen Stranger Things?
Is he the little boy? Papa. They call him Papa.
This is one of those moments where I'm not interrupted. You carry on.
Right, okay.
This is great stuff. You don't think Matthew Modine is? He's quite a famous actor.
Stranger Things, Papa. No, absolutely. Martin Brenner.
Yeah.
Right, Matthew Modine. He was a... No, I've never seen that man before in my life.
He's in Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, right. Not... Still nowhere near this man. Never seen him before in my life. So,
look at his Wikipedia photo. It's brilliant. He's wearing a bandana.
Is he?
Yeah. Shouldn't be wearing Papa. It, in my view.
Why?
anyway.
This stuff. Anyway.
My point is, this is like... Right. He's also... I think he's in Oppenheimer, but I haven't seen it. Anyway, there's a level to this, is what I'm saying. And the one that... It's the Stranger Things one, where they converted the whole place into a Starcourt Mall, which is a massive part of season 2 or 3, I forget which. Mm. 3, I think. And it was remarkably good.
Yeah.
Like they had about 100 people as actors there. You basically got to the point where you didn't know who the actors were and who the people were, because they asked all the punters to dress up in 80s gear.
Mm.
So the whole thing became hugely immersive.
But also, like, I guess the Secret Cinema is a bit of a brand now, so they kind of have to keep up appearances, and they can't just do what these people did with the Willy Wonka experience and then leave town.
The thing is, they've not thought that through, and I think the problem is, the thing we haven't mentioned, which is key to this, is they used AI-generated images to advertise it. So people who don't know any better were like, fucking hell, that looks amazing.
Right, yeah.
But there's absolutely no way they're ever going to be able to get anywhere near what those images look like for 30 quid a head. It's just not going to happen, man. even Secret Cinema wouldn't do a Willy Wonka one because it's too fucking hard.
Mm. Rivers of Chocolate. Yeah. It, at the very least, it's a sanitary issue. You're going to get 1 out of 5 little circles at the front of your establishment.
The closest they're going to get is the bit in the movies video by Alien Ant Farm, where they jump through the cinema screen and their dresses and palimpas playing their instruments. That's the closest you're going to get. And that is, by the way, the most niche cultural reference you're going to get on this show.
That's
probably
why
this year.
Yeah, it makes me sad because I think Sum 41 are about to play their final gig in Toronto.
Oh, really?
Why?
I
think they're done. I think Derek Wibley?
He was in big trouble health-wise, wasn't he?
He was in big trouble because when you see young lads like that, and he's probably not that young anymore.
He's same age as us, mate.
Is he? Right, yeah. Okay. Sort of going in and out of an alcohol addiction, you do sort of go, what is that? Like, you've got things on, you know what I mean? I like, fine, do it when you're 65.
Well, no, I
like
think...
my dad.
I think Derek, bless him, because the reason I know this is because the wife I have access to is big into this music, is that didn't he really hurt himself during a gig or something?
Right.
And then he pulled a back muscle or hurt his back or something, and he started to take opiates, I think, to the usual stuff about people getting into opiates stuff, and he became addicted, and I think it kind of spiraled from there. And obviously he now looks quite a bit older than he actually is because of these health problems he's had. It's amazing that he's still performing. Like, good on him. But I mean, if they're going to call it a day, fair enough. But
look after
the Blink-182 guy's gone massively into the UFOs, which is a bit of me.
He always did, and one of them wasn't well as well. I think he had cancer for a bit as well. We're all getting old, man.
I know.
When it's kind of more difficult, I guess, to have, like, I mean, Blink-182, they've had cancer, they've had a pretty horrific plane crash. Like, there's a lot of things that have happened to that band, but because their songs are all about having a wank, it's quite hard to sort of, like, tally the two, I suppose, and talk about it. Well, it's like, well, I don't come to Blink-182 for reality, I come for big riffs and terrible live guitar playing.
Oh, is that right? I've never seen them.
It's atrocious. They've always been atrocious.
But I think as a band, they're a cut above your Sum 41s of this world and your Alien Ant Farms of this world, surely.
Mm. Well, I mean, at least Alien Ant Farm could play their instruments. I think one guy had like a... Did he have like a one of those kind of like 8-string guitars or something? Like a proper metal guitar?
Did he?
Love it. Got very a lot nice. Of time for that.
All right. Well, and there's only one place to go after that, and that's to end the show, Peter. You can't follow an 8-string guitar. It's impossible.
You really can't. You really can't. Look after yourselves. Don't get into trouble over the weekend. And we'll
no,
be back
do get into
Monday.
Trouble, but the right kind of trouble, I think we should say.
Okay. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Choose, pick your battles. Choose the right kind of trouble to get into, and we'll see you on Monday. Look after yourselves.
See you later.
Bye.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.